The number one resolution for people last year was to save more money, but nearly half gave up by February. Don't let that be you. Download Rocket Money to reach your financial goals this year. Track your spending, cut waste, and automate savings in one simple app. Rocket Money shows you all your expenses and categorizes them so you know exactly where your money's going and where you're overspending. From there, the app cuts waste by canceling your unused subscriptions and lowering your bills. No customer service needed. With that money freed up, the app will automatically set some cash aside for your goals, whether it's an emergency fund, paying off debt, or saving for vacation. Rocket Money's got you covered. Users love the app with over 186,000 five-star ratings. And on average, users can save up to $740 a year when using all of the app's premium features. Make saving money a priority this year. Go to rocketmoney.com/cancel to get started. That's rocketmoney.com/cancel. rocketmoney.com/cancel.
Save big money at Menards and stock up on your favorite Procter & Gamble products. We carry quality products from brands you can trust, like Dawn, Tide, Bounty, and more. Keep your home clean and stocked with essentials like paper towels, toilet paper, dish soap, and more. Save big money on Procter & Gamble products now through February 8th. Plus, check out our weekly flyer for other great deals happening now.
Save big money at Menards.
You the carpet.
I the carpet.
Why?
Because it's on the ground.
Michael Jackson gloves.
One glove.
One glove is crazy.
Wasn't the O.J. Simpson? I'm already crushing.
Got that one.
Did you? Did you get him saying it?
Yeah.
Thank God, dude. Trevor and I have been fucking just throwing heaters up, waiting for these idiots. Just joking. I love everyone here. Waiting for people to set up.
Are we in?
Yeah, we're in. We
paid. Great. Good.
Listen, I'm fucking all fired up. Because Trev made this fucking assumption that what? We can't have a conversation without it being monetized.
We can't.
We can't.
No, we can't. Do we hang out at the comic club? Hello, sir. How are you? Dude, save it for the pod.
Save it.
Save it for the pod.
No, but
we get in a car accident together, Mike. Save it for the pod.
For sure. But you come up to me and say, like, yo. And I go, nope.
Dude, no. I got throated last night. Save it for the pod.
Throated is great. Just, have you ever touched, what's that little ball back there for?
It's for that.
It's a game.
Tonsils?
Yeah.
Well, why does the body have parts that we don't need that
remove
you can just take
them.
Out?
Remove
right,
them.
Right,
but
right.
God
well, what is that
selected
for? Is that like when you get a t-shirt and they give you an extra button on it?
Don't need it. Have you ever used it? Have you ever used the extra button?
No.
What the fuck
my
is
mom
that?
Has. My mom has. When
your
the button
mom
falls
has.
Off,
yeah,
and I give it to her and I go, help, help.
Yeah. Dude,
sewing
you,
is easy.
Have you ever sewed on a button?
No, but I could riff it easy.
Of
up
course.
In, up in, up in.
That's it. That's it. But is there a pattern that you're supposed to do?
Yeah.
What?
It's supposed to be like a square. Like that way they don't come undone, but they do come undone.
They do. Why do buttons all of a sudden, is that how buttons retire? They're like, I'm done. Why do buttons stop? Why do we use
pressure,
buttons if
pressure.
They fucking
well,
suck?
Because if you're putting too much pressure on it, then they're getting stretched out.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
So if the buttons fall off, you've gained some weight.
Or you're jacked.
Your tits got bigger.
Or you're jacked. You ever see someone too jacked with a shirt?
Yeah, but I hate them.
Me too. What are you doing? Like, what are you doing?
I just
doing?
Feel like
what
Buff
is
out. Buff is out. Buff was cool in like 2009.
It's out, but it's still in. But I still think, yeah, because women.
No, but you're in shape. You're not buff.
No. I'm not saying
is that
myself.
A shot?
No. What? No. I'm not buff. For sure, I'm not buff. I'm in shape. I take my shirt off. Dude, bitches be looking. What is it? But here's the funny thing. Who cares?
What do you mean, who cares?
What do you mean? I'm not in the business of sex appeal. So
what
who gives
the
fuck? No. But you know what I mean? I'm trying to, because people get jacked to like monetize their bigness. No one gives a shit.
We monetize
that I have
abs. Our conversations.
True. True.
Wait, what are you saying?
So
hold
our
on,
vocal
hold on.
Cords are buff. What I'm saying is fucking people who don't monetize their buffness, what's the fucking point of being buff? Oh, so six people at a bar in downtown Indianapolis thinks you're hot? What's the point of that?
Yeah. Let's find themselves.
Is it?
You all want to feel good. I want to look in the mirror and feel jacked.
Yeah, I
do. I just want to look fucking thick neck and a turtleneck. You know what
dude,
I mean?
Thick necks are weird. You ever seen a person with a thick neck that doesn't match?
Yeah.
What are you doing? Neck too big.
I kind of like it though. I feel like that's like that's the base. That's the stump of a tree. Like if you got big branches but a thin base, like what's going on there?
Yeah.
It's like when you see a skinny girl with a rack. You're like, whoa.
Yeah, but those that's the best.
Where's the
proportion? Shout out to my girlfriend or lover.
No, I'm saying like. Oh, I don't know how to answer that.
I'm saying
like you're like, I don't know. There's this girl that went to my high school and like, she was the hot chick.
How old was she?
We were all in high school back then. And she racked out. But legs like wheatgrass. Thin.
Why is that?
That's what
I'm
saying.
Do you ever think the legs are like, come
but like,
on,
but
dang.
Like when you see jack dudes that are too front heavy, too fucking buff up front, it's
leg
like,
days is stupid.
I think it's genetic.
Well, leg day sucks. Yeah. I don't do legs ever, of course. No one ever thought that statement was a lie, but I never did.
I think legs are a pyramid scheme.
Me too.
You go to the gym and they're like, no, but if you don't work out your legs, the rest of your body doesn't get buff. You know
does
how they
it?
Say that?
Yeah.
They're like, this builds other muscles.
It releases testosterone or something.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I will say, like, when you walk into the gym or leaving the gym, and I haven't worked out in a while, but, like, doing legs, like, you feel like that walk out, you're like a little, like, you just got piped down type feel.
Oh, yeah.
You know, your legs,
oh,
you got
yeah.
the jello
I done
legs.
Dropped the soap three times.
But you're, like, walking to that car a little more exhausted than usual, and you're like, oh, man, I hope I can get into my fucking Tesla, bitch, God.
Damn.
It feels like,
yeah. But
you know?
Let me ask you this. You ever wake up the next day and
terrible.
Want to cut both your legs
terrible.
Off?
Terrible. Dude,
you're like, Stephen Hawking had something going for him.
Here's my biggest flex.
Never do leg day.
He didn't need to. Dude, he probably has strong as fuck fingers, though.
Oh, yeah.
He could probably finger it. Stephen Hawking, he cheated,
Stephen
right?
Hawking got in trouble.
He cheated.
Yeah.
Didn't he leave his
yeah.
wife?
Yeah. He left his wife, and also I think he had a threesome with 12-year-olds or something, right?
Wasn't it little people? Can you say little people?
They're the same height.
We looked it up. Didn't he was with the S team, right?
Yeah. Yeah.
Chilling on the island?
Yeah.
How do you get left by that man? Unplug him.
I'll tell you.
Finding out
he's
that billionaires are bad people. Yeah, but the wheelchair, the power.
He's
got to plug in at some point.
Well,
he's
in a power wheelchair.
What, you think it's
but
solar
he also
power?
Has his voice thing. You think that's natural? No, he needs batteries. Take him out.
Bro, the fact that he Dude. Kept living is crazy.
Funny
where
that
is a gun?
Are...
The first thing I say,
find me a gun.
I mean, you kidding me? He's walking around giving fucking like math is keeping you going. You have no legs and no voice box. Fucking end my life. The first, if they gave me that fucking computer, the first thing I'd type out is gun.
No.
So what do you think, Steven?
No, he's still rich.
Kill me.
Who gives a shit?
He does.
What is that?
Oh, no.
This is do you guys know about iron lungs for people that had polio?
Yeah.
There was still someone up until 2021 still living in an iron lung.
This.
No.
Yes.
It's really sad.
Isn't that crazy?
It's really sad. I would put a vape in there.
I mean,
you think
dude,
they would let
plug
me
up.
There? Yeah.
They look like they're in like a hamster thing. Dude, no. The fact that, what is life? Like, what? Dude, I have trouble with life right now and I have two legs and I have great friends and a girlfriend. These motherfuckers literally living in a fucking, like a tennis ball tube and they're like, oh, let me keep going. For what? For what?
They probably find joy in some things.
No, they don't.
They might watch Family Guy in there.
Oh, my God, dude. Literally, I'm telling everyone in this room, if I ever get in a position like that and you guys don't help me kill myself, I'm going to be so mad. Push me down a flight.
Yeah, but
upstairs.
Imagine if we keep doing the podcast like that. You're in a metal tube.
I mean, it'll do numbers for like a month. And then everyone's like, I mean, talk faster, Michael.
You do really good on like those Facebook videos where the text comes up on screen and it's like, wow, the bravery of this podcaster doing it from an iron lung. But
yeah,
I don't know.
But that would wear off in a month.
Yeah.
And everyone's like, this is not fun to listen to.
It'd be good. Do like motivational texts. Like, just because you're in a tube doesn't mean your life has to be circular vision. I don't know. I'm not motivational enough. Dude, I took an ice bath this morning. Well, kinda.
What? You got me sitting up. What do you mean, kinda? Would you put the fucking shower on a little cold? I'm so sick of this.
No, so I had some bags of ice because we were gonna do it yesterday because we had a big day yesterday, but we
a
kept...
big day yesterday.
Yeah,
that was a cute sentence. We had a big day.
I
yesterday.
Did.
No, it's
I had three TV pitches. You fucking put him in the iron tube.
No, I wasn't making fun of you. I just, it's like something your mom says. You're like, come on, you have a big day.
Yeah,
you have three TV pitches?
Had yeah. Good, but
really?
Who gives a shit?
Yeah, who cares? TV's dead in a month and a half.
I'd rather just make podcasts with my friends. But.
Thank you.
You know, but we're doing Hollywood. We're doing a little fucking, hey, what about this? What about this? Art, characters, love. Hey, fucking, you want to be a star?
No,
Zip.
Roman Polanski.
So. Regardless, if it sells, awesome. If it doesn't, who gives a shit? I'm still doing
cares?
What I love to do. Anyways, jokingly, I was like, we should do an ice bath before I fucking fire up.
Yeah.
Get ready for these pitches,
yep.
right? didn't use the ice, but this morning I go, bro, I got leftover ice. So we fucking crank one.
Yeah, yeah.
So I fill up the tub with water and then I just pour the ice in.
So cool.
Didn't realize the water that was going into the bath.
No, it was hot. You gotten chamomile tea? Sir!
I put the ice in, and almost immediately, all the ice melted.
Yeah, you got miso soup. You got in a fucking bath of miso soup.
So I just took a bath. Parts of it were cold, but I was in them for like 3 minutes, and I was like, man, I feel like this should be harder than this is.
And it was hot.
It was room temp.
I mean.
Well, they evened out.
Yeah, 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 yeah.
You know, the water wasn't like hot, hot pouring out, but it wasn't cold by any means.
Did you?
I turned it on I flipped the little switch all the way to the right, which is where the cold should be.
Yeah.
And it wasn't.
Oh, so you did everything right. Your house.
I thought.
Was,
well, I didn't check it.
But your house didn't like give you the cold water. It was in the cold position.
Yeah.
Oh, it's your house's fault. It's not your fault.
Yeah, 100%.
Yeah, that's bullshit.
How many bags of ice was it?
3. It was cold, but it wasn't freezing. It was very doable. Mm-hmm. I was in those. It's kind of comfortable.
Sometimes you need that too.
Can I ask you a weird question that sort of relates to this, but not really? Do you own ice? Do we own ice?
No.
What?
We don't own it, right?
What?
Because do we own the water? Like when
what
we go to our sink.
What are you saying?
No, just hear me
what
out.
What the fuck?
Hear me out. If you go to the sink in your own apartment or house and you turn the water on, do you own that water? Is that your water?
We pay for it.
Do we?
You can do whatever. Yeah.
We pay for
electric,
the water?
Electric, water, all those bills.
We pay for water?
Depends on your. Depends on the situation. Some landlords, some water's included in some.
So you can, but you pay for how much water you use? It's like electricity?
Yeah. Have you never paid your bills?
I don't think so.
Is it included with your?
I think it's included. That's why I've never paid water. I thought you do pay like a certain amount, but I didn't know you paid more for the whatever.
Why are you asking this? Do you want to resell ice?
No. I was literally thinking like people sell, like, you know, Poland Springs sells water.
Yeah.
Right? I mean, what if I just start selling, because to me it's free.
It's like the Always Sunny episode when they're selling gas. Anybody see that?
No.
You're gonna start selling water?
No, I'm just.
Well, it's tap water. It's not like.
It's all tap water. It's all tap water. Oh yeah, you think Fiji's water's from Fiji? Fuck no.
Maybe.
No.
God damn. 5 years ago, I was paying $65 a month for my subscriptions. Today, those same subscriptions cost $111, and I don't even use half of them anymore. That's why now I use Rocket Money to manage my subscriptions for me. The app gives you a list of all your subscriptions and reminds you of upcoming payments so you're not hit with any surprise charges. On top of that, it also sends you alerts when subscription prices go up, so you always know the price you're paying. If you decide you no longer want a subscription, you can cancel it right from the app. No customer service needed. And the best part is, Rocket Money even reaches out and tries to get you refunded for some of the money you lost. On average, people that cancel their subscriptions with Rocket Money save $378 a year. And overall, Rocket Money has saved its members $880 million in canceled subscriptions. Stop wasting money on things you don't use. Go to rocketmoney.com/cancel to get started. That's rocketmoney.com/cancel. rocketmoney.com/cancel.
This Valentine's Day, create a space that feels warm and welcoming with help from Menards. Whether it's a small refresh or a big project, Menards has the tools and materials you need. Build something together and make your home a place you both love coming back to. Don't forget the sweets for your sweetheart. Get a 6-ounce bag of Russell Stover chocolate candies for $3.99 now through February 14th. Save big money and finish your projects together at Menards.
Save big money at Menards.
God damn.
I actually saw that spring water, if it says it on the label, it has to be from a spring.
But what is from a spring? What, you just pour water during the month of a spring?
What's your favorite water?
Michael,
Fiji, probably. What? Boss? What? Why'd you say Michael?
You don't know what a spring is?
A spring like... or a spring like the month.
What is a spring?
Season.
A lake?
A spring?
A lake with a waterfall?
Yeah, but
that's what I thought it was.
So a lake. So a lake has a waterfall in a spring? You don't even know what the fuck a spring is, you know what I mean? You gotta Google it, you goddamn Philly fanatic idiot.
Isn't it funny on the water bottles just shows like a lake and some mountains? You're like, whoa, so refreshing. It literally could be from your tap.
It is. You're telling me right now Aquafina is not from fucking a tap in New Jersey? Aquafina tastes like shit.
Dasani Aquafina Arrowhead. Three worst mid-tier waters out
yeah,
there.
Yeah, Arrowhead is named Arrowhead because shoot me with an arrow. This shit sucks.
Arrowhead is so goddamn bad. It tastes hot no matter when it's cold.
Isn't that crazy?
How do you fumble that?
What? Oh, water?
Yeah.
I don't know.
Whoa.
What?
I will. All right, the water racket's fucked up no matter what.
The water like, what? Racket?
Yeah, like Nestle, racket. Nestle will go into like a developing
nation. Yeah, Nestle's got
like,
fucking...
You sell chocolate! I'm sick of
Nestle's in the water
getting
biz.
Involved in other
Pepsi
shit.
Pepsi sells fucking Dasani.
Yeah.
Yeah, but at least they had the fucking common courtesy to change the goddamn name. But, Nestle water? Bitch, you sell chocolate.
Nestle water is
Nestle
a thing.
Water, you fucking idiot. I mean, change it. Change it to Nest water.
But imagine me and Pepsi and be like, oh, let's do water. All right. What do we put in it? Nothing.
Oh, yeah.
The craziest part about water is it's just water. You can't make like better water, or can you? What do you put it through a Brita?
I think so. But I mean, like, from, like, you know, you, I think water's better if it, like, because it filters, like, if it goes over rocks and shit.
Yeah, that's a spring.
That's a spring.
Yes. What?
Yeah.
Why does it filter better if it goes through rocks?
I don't know. I think.
Shapens up?
I think the fish, it goes through the fish, and the fish is just
can
a bunch
drink,
of Brita filter.
You can drink water out of a stream?
Yeah, but sometimes.
Yeah, it depends on the stream.
How do you know?
You find out.
Why is the Hudson River so bad?
People, the Sopranos killed a bunch of people, and now they're in there.
Ah.
Yeah.
Isn't that crazy? People, they like unalive somebody and be like, to the river. That's like God's toilet. Like flush. You know, they're like, flush his body away, sir.
Oh,
you know
yeah,
what I mean?
Yeah, yeah.
Well, that's what
so
they're
like. So
people
are like, shit.
Well, I guess.
Do you guys want to go back to ideal male bodies? We've got a thing that Jack pulled up.
Yeah.
Really
ideal male bodies.
How men's body types have changed throughout the decades.
Yeah.
Did you ever watch like movies from like the 70s, 80s and like, oh, like your like heartthrob men of that era like look like a lot different in terms of like physique?
Is that Sylvester Stallone?
Oh, no.
Yeah, this is
Stallone. I used to think he was so jacked. In this movie,
it's
he's
so crazy
fine.
How hot he is.
Huh? Really?
Stallone?
Really? His body's great, but his face looks like a little smashed.
Dude, you're telling me that guy walks into a bar and he doesn't clean up?
No, for sure. As Sylvester Stallone.
You don't think he's hot?
He's fine.
You guys look like the same in the face.
No,
take
sir.
The glasses off. Take
no,
the glasses off.
He looks
off.
Like a Boston Terrier.
Mm. That would actually be a good Halloween costume for you. Do a Stallone. Can you guys do a Stallone impression?
Adrian!
There we go.
He looks like he's always about to shit in Lady Bird Lake.
I don't know if I've heard him talk not in a movie.
I don't think he does.
Hey,
he
it's a me, a Rocky. That's
that was
good.
Mario.
No.
That was
hey,
Mario.
Hey, who is he talk to? Hey, Julian.
Adrian, I just said.
Adrian?
Yeah.
Hey, Adrian.
Hey, get over here.
Hey, Adrian.
Who is Adrian?
The boxer trainer.
I've never seen Rocky either.
That's
right.
You've never seen Rocky?
I just want to hear him talking. Just type in Stallone
on
like.
Hey, hold on.
Stallone late night.
Do you ever do Carson?
Oh my God, really?
Wow.
I did not think he was old enough to do Carson.
Dude, my man has been on for so long.
Yeah.
Saw a movie the other night with a bunch of friends, and it's not often.
Nah, Shane.
That was racist. You make fun of Jack
Carson? No, I'm just saying those microphones sound like that.
Yeah. I think it was a classic case of blissful stupidity. No, really, seriously, because I didn't know you could.
You know what it is?
Like
this is what it is. He doesn't do the Stallone-isms when he's talking in life.
Mm.
He does it when he's acting.
Mm.
He goes, hey, We should bring up like a Rocky scene because that's when he really lives. He like really lives.
Type in Adrian. Let me hear him yell that.
Yo, Adrian! Hey,
Adrian.
This is Sly. Hey, this is, oh, I got it. Hey, watch out. Hey.
Holy shit, this is better than the Jake Paul fight.
Yeah, it's at the end.
Hey, Jen. They just made him sound like a Geico caveman. That's really it.
Yeah, pretty much it. It's pretty much exactly what it is. Anyways.
Adrian.
Oh, okay. Anyway. Sorry. So, best bodies.
These
who
are
the
bodies.
Hell is
well,
that?
In the 1900s, if you were larger, you're fatter, there's more wealth or something?
That's, I've heard that, yeah, like Victorian era, the bigger you were, it was like a flex.
Interesting.
Oh, because there was no food.
Mm-hmm.
So they, okay.
I mean, that is pretty A to B. There's no food. You clearly have had some.
Mm-hmm. Right.
money. That's crazy. Now it's like if your wallet's fat, but back then if you were large.
Yeah.
Yeah.
If you are fat. You can't hide wealth back then. Isn't that crazy?
Oh, because you just you wore fat?
Right.
Yeah. Yeah. Like, that was their G-Wagon.
Like, yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah.
And then 1910, they started slimming down.
Who the hell is that hot beefcake?
Do you think rich guys ever try to like, what color is it, stripes that make you look skinny?
I thought it was black.
Black?
Yeah.
Imagine guys like not trying to show off that he's rich.
Oh, just wearing
like,
black?
Like imagine you won the lottery back then, you're all like large and you're like, you're wearing black and stripes. Like, what? Me, rich? What are you talking about?
You're crazy.
I'm thin.
Oh, come on. Just wearing a duvet cover. Come on,
sits
hey.
On a chair. Breaks. Come on.
Slim is officially in.
1920s, slim is in. Ozempic.
You know what? 1920s, you know what that was? The Great Depression.
Yeah.
So, yeah, of course.
Well, and also I think drugs, right? Like, what do they call them? Like, Benny's, right? Like, they're starting doing, like, pharmaceuticals.
Benny's is fun.
Yeah.
Yeah, your wife's addicted to opiates.
Oh, plus if alcohol is illegal now, right?
Oh, word.
You got to go do more drugs, so.
Oh, that's a good question. So, prohibition, that was just alcohol, right? That's how the Kennedys got rich.
Oh.
Really?
Yeah. Yeah, bootlegging, as they used to call it. That's where they got rich. And then they got shot in the head in Dallas. That's what happens. A to B.
This is what strong used to look like in the 1930s.
Those guys have tits.
I feel like I could fight
those
most
guys are strong?
Men. I could beat everyone's ass except top middle. That top guy's middle. Hair is
oh,
a little
yeah,
crazy.
Top middle, he'll bite your ear off. That guy, yeah. No.
Wait,
oh,
this
no.
is strong?
Top middle look like he's thrown a person in a lake before, for sure. It's the fourth time I've called that back.
They said Theodore Roosevelt is the manliest man in history.
No, he's not. Isn't that guy in a wheelchair?
No. He's got a good mustache.
Oh, oh yeah. Actually, yeah, dude.
Yeah, he looks
pretty
chill.
He looks like a walrus, but yeah. That horse is struggling.
Yeah, so, I mean, I guess this thing is just showing us, like, first we were skinny, then we got fat, then we got skinny.
All right, let's just do a quick run through.
Yeah, so...
1949. Oh, here we go.
Okay. Tall and 1950s.
Wait, can I ask you this?
Yikes.
What does distinguished mean?
Distinguished?
Yeah, well, like what you're saying, like
a successful entrepreneur.
Oh, really?
Distinguished gentleman.
But yeah, but like distinguished? Does that mean like cigar suit? Like what does distinguished means in terms
and
of like physical appearance?
Yeah, I think. Suit.
Yeah, I think like dressing smart and like because distinguished. What does the word mean? It means like. Different than, right? Like sort of more
yeah.
refined, right? So it's probably...
Refined.
Yeah.
Okay. So that, okay, that makes
keep
sense.
Going. Let's see. 1960s.
Big
men.
1960s.
What does big men mean?
Just, you know what it means.
Okay.
The
great
dick?
Stature.
Dick size? Okay. 1970s. Here
sexy
we go.
Sexy, fit, and lean.
Sexy, fit, and lean.
Here's me.
Yeah, this is where... 80s
see,
was the big...
This is what I'm saying. Yeah, like buff people in the 80s, like that's a different kind of buff. Like no one's going for that look anymore, right? Like,
yeah,
that's a look people
there's,
go for.
There's
I
definitely
think
some.
In the 80s, they had the... like the.
You
the,
walk around Chatsworth, you'll see some of those guys.
For sure. You have the workout craze started in like the 80s.
Yeah.
And that's why people started like actually lifting weights.
Oh, Jesus, dude. Brad Pitt, Fight Club.
I mean, you kidding me, dude? You jerk off, that's not even like... That's just like normal. If you
that makes
don't,
me want to start smoking right now.
Yeah. It makes you want to fight like an office worker
crazy?
In a basement.
They had cigarette commercials where a man's on a horse and I'm like, give me one.
For sure.
1910s, the dad bod.
Yep,
not a great era for America.
And
then it runs out.
Yeah.
Hold on. The dad bod started in 2010? What a cop out. Go to the fucking gym. Dad bod's not hot. Oh, you know what's crazy? Is it all came full circle.
Yeah.
Wow. Because now dad bod, what does that mean? That means like what? You got money or something?
No.
Oh, okay. But what? But why?
You got Michelobes.
Yeah. It means you're fucking lazy, is what it means.
No, but why are you lazy? Are you working too much or are you just sitting on the couch?
Ooh, does it mean security? Like if you have a dad bod, that means you're working, you're taking care of your family. So that look means that you're not
out here chasing.
You're not out here chasing because
listen,
you're.
I'm a kid and you're my dad and you got that body right there. Something's going on.
Yeah, I'm cheating on your wife. I'm cheating on your mom. And that's why I'm still happy. Do not clip this.
Goddamn. The holidays are expensive. You're paying for gifts, travel, decorations, food, and before you know it, you've blown way past what you were planning to spend. Don't start the new year off with bad money vibes. Download Rocket Money to stay on top of your finances. The app pulls your income, expenses, and upcoming charges into one place so you can get the clearest picture of your money. It shows how much to set aside for bills, and how much is safe to spend for the month, so you can spend with confidence. No guesswork needed. Get alerts before bills hit, track budgets, and see every subscription you're paying for. Rocket Money also finds extra ways to save you money by canceling subscriptions you're not using and negotiating lower bills for you. On average, Rocket Money users can save up to $740 a year when using all the app's premium features. Start the year off right by taking control of your finances. Go to rocketmoney.com/cancel to get started. That's rocketmoney.com/cancel. rocketmoney.com/cancel.
Goddamn.
Juicy headline here.
Pull it up.
There's a quote from New York Post, and this woman says, "I'm an escort. Here's why letting your husband
so hot.
Yeah, it's beautiful. I'm an escort. Here's why
what?
Keep going, Gabe.
I'm an escort. Here's why letting your husband sleep with me might just save your marriage.
I mean, the confidence in your vagina game is crazy.
Dude,
do we want to watch her TikTok?
Yeah, it's 54 seconds. I think we can do that. We just watched 9 hours of Johnny Carson. Shout out Johnny Carson, legend.
He's dead, you know, right?
Yeah.
Sleeping with people's husbands.
Where is she recording this? Delta terminals?
You can do better. He can do more for you. He's just doing it with other women. He's comfortable. You let him be comfortable.
This is a haiku poem.
Yeah, what is this? This is the worst motivational thing I've ever seen in my life.
What about it? She's Australian, so it sounds hot. But if this was an American, I'd be like, shut up.
Yeah, what did she even say? Did she say anything?
Looked like she kept jump cutting to the next middle of another thought.
Yeah. Yeah.
She says that she places blame on the wives of the husbands for, quote, moaning too much and for, quote, not knowing how to pleasure their husbands. They're paying $1,000 an hour, which is a lot higher than we saw on ZipRecruiter.
$1,000 an hour? Dude, the pressure of that as the escort. I mean, you charge me $1,000? I mean, your vajayjay better be, I mean, exquisite. It better be a Fabergé egg of a pussy to charge me $1,000? That's like 4 PlayStations. You know how much more joy I can get out of 4 PlayStations than your one cooter? $1,000 is insane.
But
that's an oil change for a Maserati.
She says she's made, her average income is 13 grand a day. Peak periods is 33,000 a day.
It's kind of crazy. It's kind of like a sound bath for men's penises. Like, they just leave, find God, in this case, vagina, and come home, and they're like, I'm healed. But look at this. I have 100% saved marriages. Sleeping with me can be a one-off, no texting, late-night phone calls, or secret gifts. What kind of white elephant?
God damn. See, dude, how does that turn you on?
No,
sending her a fucking Cuisinart in the mail.
What is that photo? I think this is literally a lot of what the red light district does. I think there's a lot of guys that go on business trips to Amsterdam, and they trip and fall into a red door, and all of a sudden they're like, oh, wow, I love my wife.
If you're a husband, and you're going to go out and do this, what you do is you don't do the $1,000 one. You do the $7 one.
Yeah.
Because then you feel horrible.
Yeah.
And then you go back and you go, oh my gosh, I have a loving wife and kid. You don't do this one.
Exactly.
That one, that's like I'm finna leave my entire family for that boomerang pussy. But like you do the $6 one. You do the $6 one.
Yeah. So you feel
behind like an abandoned gas station, you feel horrendous.
Yeah.
And you're like, she didn't have a teeth. Like,
well, not bad.
Usable. but yeah, that's what I think you do.
That's interesting.
Yeah. Well, I mean, first of all, don't do it. But second of all, like, if you have to.
Maybe have a conversation with your wife and be like, hey, things aren't working. Don't fly to Amsterdam.
Yeah, don't.
What's so funny is I've been seeing a lot of...
You just walk behind any truck stop and just go, yeah!
All right. In my head, Amsterdam is, what we did when we went out there, the experience, you know, all that. And I've been seeing a lot of people on my Instagram stories this summer in Amsterdam. And I'm like, well, y'all doing what I think you're doing? And they're like, no.
Yes.
No, it's like, fine, there's bikes, there's tunnels, rivers. And I'm like, right, but there's more.
Yeah, but how come your Instagram story stops at 1 a.m.? Post that.
God.
Post that.
I just forget it's such a popular tourist attraction, but there's a big thing looming that they're not doing.
But they are doing it.
No, it's like couples. It's like couples are going.
Yeah, dude, he gave her a Benadryl and then he's going to do his fucking business.
Yeah. It's always going. 7 a.m.
Yeah.
Go get a coffee. Well,
24 hours a day, vending machine cooter. You put a couple Buffalo nickels in the fucking wall and you get cooter. It's not good cooter.
How do you apply to do that job?
What do you mean?
Like, if all the doors are taken, how do you, y'all hiring?
Oh, yeah. Who's the boss of the doors?
I don't know.
Well, I think it kind of works like salons, right? Where they're independent contractors. They rent their window, you know? So you could go in and be like, you know what? I don't really want to invest that much today. I'm going to kind of get one like off to this side of the alley. Or you can be like, you know what? I'm really feeling myself today. I'm going to rent
But it's legal everywhere out there? Like, couldn't you just be like on the street?
I don't think it is. I think that's part of the whole thing is that like they've regulated into that one area. I'd
go convertible mode. I'd be on the streets. Shaking hands, flashing tits.
Uh-huh. Yeah, I think that's how you get arrested, though. Didn't what's his name get arrested in Amsterdam for smoking weed at a concert or something? Am I fucking that up?
Lizzo?
No, that was a banana.
Brittany Griner?
Yes. No.
Where was she smoking weed?
Oh, she wasn't smoking. She was in Russia.
But smoking weed, right?
I don't think she was smoking. I think it was like it was a vape pen or something.
Oh, Nicki Minaj.
Thank you.
What?
Arrested for carrying drugs.
In Amsterdam.
Yes.
And it was just weed?
I don't know if it was just weed.
It just said carrying drugs in quotes.
Yeah, but the thing is, like, but I think, to Gabe's point, I think it's only in that area that, like, it's illegal.
Because well, remember, even when we were there, there's activists that are trying to shut it down or move it. There's a whole thing where they're trying to move the red light district, I think. I think probably what happened is, like, it was prostitution was probably out of control way back in the day, and they were like, all right, we have to contain it to this neighborhood.
Right, right. It's really a zoo for cooter. Someone laugh.
I'm just piecing it together, yeah.
Yeah.
But it's like a petting zoo, because you can go in there.
You can.
It's interactive.
It is interactive, but you just got to give them a few shekels. And in my case, a lot of shekels. A
lot of shekels, a lot of money lost.
The ROI on that was negative $1 billion.
But it gives you something to talk about.
Every time I write the bit, I start screaming.
Are you trying to write it?
Yeah.
You should.
It's in my phone, right? I haven't done it on stage. I think it's going to be more angry than funny when I first do it.
You know, that could work.
What an experience that I never want to do again. Like, the thought of it. Amsterdam as a country, great.
Not a country.
As a city, leave it in. As a city, it's great.
Fun.
It's great. It really is. The bikes, it's really beautiful. But that part of it, it's really hell. It's hell in a four-block radius. It's hell.
I enjoyed it. I had fun.
Did you?
Yeah. So much fun.
No, I had fun. Not in that part of the town. I didn't have a good time.
But you knew what you were getting yourself into.
I didn't know it was that bad.
I don't think he did know. Think that there was a small voice in Michael's head that thought, I'm going to make her come.
Yep. 100%. Dude, I thought she was going to love me. Yeah. I thought she was going to pay me. I thought she was going to return the money.
That's why having a build like this is great.
Yeah.
You know, dude, not to brag, but every time I have sex the next morning, I have sore abs. And I go, oh, did I fuck too hard? No, I'm just out of shape.
Yep.
Yeah. Pretty cool. Pretty cool. Usually she's sore. Nope, me. My abs. Coughing at breakfast.
How do you stroke? Why are your abs hurting?
I don't know.
Okay.
Watch for me one day.
Honestly,
your abs
dude,
never hurt
I would
anybody?
No. I would love to.
What? Like, come on.
Dude, I would pay, ungodly amount of money to watch you fuck.
Really?
Yep. I just want to see what.
Wait, I want like a yoga instructor to help. What?
Excuse me?
How much? Like realistically.
Like realistically?
Yeah. And you could talk about it on the podcast. It wouldn't be weird.
Does it matter who the girl is?
Yeah. I mean, I don't want it to be my sister. Or do I?
I don't know.
I don't know.
Right in. That's got to be a thing. Abs? What? Nobody? Because you're, I don't know.
I guess.
Yeah. That's the hip. That's the hinge.
There's no.
You're
no
just
one...
in shape.
Oh, okay.
You do abs. You have abs. I don't.
Why don't you do abs? Do you do abs?
I do when I...
Say it. Say it, dude. Say it. When you go to fucking Pound Town?
Fuck!
Dude, the first person to
run... But I'm not out here piping consistently.
Interestingly, digestive issues can cause it.
What?
Yeah. Like
can cause what?
Do you have IBS? Because if you have IBS, that can cause...
IBS? I be sexing...
Yep. That's what I wanted.
But yeah, you can get sore abs after sex if you have digestive issues.
Yeah.
So, or it just means you fuck too hard is the other thing. That
I'm going to go with the latter on that one.
Bro, I had a fart the entire time I was fucking last night. The entire time.
You're and
I was
edging your asshole.
Dude, I was. But the funny thing is, I was actually happy for it because it made me last longer because I was so focused on me not just farting. Like, it wasn't like one of those little ones. It was like, bro, this is going to be explosive. Like, Gigi's going to leave the room. Like, it's going to be a problem.
Why is she in there in the first place?
Dude, who's going to hold the camera?
You don't kick your dog out when you're making love?
She kicks herself out. I said this before.
Yeah. It is funny. Leave the door cracked and then go sprinting out.
The moment that we start, she jumps off the bed and goes into her house. The moment. I don't know. I'm telling you, it's like pheromones must be shot out of your pores right before you're about to fuck. Because immediately runs off the bed. But what was that? What is it saying?
Fart.
Fart. Oh, yeah. Like, it was.
When did you let it out? Right after you finished?
Well, I was actually scared to finish. I literally felt like I was going to fart as I finished. But thank God I didn't. And then I went into the second bathroom and just let it rip. I mean, I had to flush.
That's disgusting.
I understand. It's not a joyous story.
Did she hear it?
I mean, probably. Sometimes I feel like I live in a big place.
I think my body would like I'm so locked into the intercourse land. You thought you'd forget about it.
Yeah, but yeah, I did for it, and then I'd be like, oh, I'd have to hold
it. That's so interesting.
My sphincter was holding on to
the last time I did the old.
Is that sex?
That is.
Okay.
I had to fart too.
Yeah, thank
but
you.
Then I forgot about it.
Oh, okay. My body didn't let me forget about it. It was like in the entire session. I was like, this is it's gonna come out.
Session.
It's gonna come out. Well, it is a session.
Goddamn.
Let's do the 60-second savings challenge. Step one, download Rocket Money. Step two, link your accounts and see every subscription you're paying for. Tap one you don't use and cancel it. That's money back every month. Step three, create a financial goal. $50 every paycheck, or let the app automatically move small amounts of cash when you can afford it. In a week, you'll forget you set it up. In a month, you'll see real dollars piling up. In a year, you'll be shocked at how much money you've saved. Bonus challenge, upload an internet or phone bill and let Rocket Money try to lower it. You only pay if they find you savings. On average, Rocket Money members can save up to $740 a year when using all the app's premium features. Users love the app with over 186,000 five-star ratings. Make saving money the resolution you actually keep. Start the 60-second savings challenge at rocketmoney.com/cancel. That's rocketmoney.com/cancel. rocketmoney.com/cancel.
Goddamn.
I mean, I think over 35 minutes is a fucking session.
Oh, no, fuck. that's overkill.
You think so?
That's overkill, yeah.
How long do you think for you, sex, you're like, oh, I did it?
Long enough to have abs that are sore the next day.
6 minutes?
I don't know. I honestly have no idea.
I used to count the how long I got head by the songs that were playing.
Yeah.
I'd be like, 2 songs, that's enough.
What songs, though? It really depends.
All R&B.
If you're doing Grateful Dead, you might get half a song.
Yeah.
Lil Pump, you're doing well.
Oh, Lil Pump,
14
yeah.
seconds.
Lil Pump is 3 TikToks. Well, TikTok's longer now. Yeah, so.
You guys want to hear something crazy?
Yes.
We also have some other crazy stuff to talk about.
Oh, God.
Oh, shit.
Go ahead.
This is from Reddit. My girlfriend is checking how much I come because she thinks I watch porn. Is this crazy?
Yeah, leave her. That's like when parents used to mark the alcohol bottles back in the day, or parents used to like clock your speedometer. Mm-hmm. So she's pretty much seeing like, oh, he didn't nut as much. He must have been watching porn.
Yeah, so.
Maybe check his search history. I don't know.
She thinks I masturbate while she goes to work. He definitely does.
For sure he does.
She gets suspicious because
he jerks off when you get the mail.
He says she checks the condom to see how much cum is in there. So she must have like a reference point of like, this is an appropriate amount of cum and now it's less.
Leave her.
Yeah, unless this girl's in the FBI and she's like practicing, then I mean, absolutely leave her. Like, I mean, here's the thing. You know what?
Or,
let me say this.
Shout out Load Boost.
We don't know, funny. We don't know the backstory, though. We don't know.
Who's heard?
Like, what's up?
Who's heard?
No. What I'm saying for him, though. We don't know, like, if he's a chronic masturbator. He masturbates, like, 6 times a day, and she's, like, trying to help him out by not masturbating. He might be addicted to porn. Like, all that kind of shit might lead her to, like, investigate. But if he just jerks off with, like, a regular man, and she's kind of upset about the fact that he jerks off,
Right. Sure. It's just weird logic. It's just weird to be like, let me see that condom. She's like holding it up like it's a $100 bill. She's like, all right, okay.
Yeah.
No jerk off today. Well, after, I don't know. It's weird.
Yeah. I mean, but I think about that sometimes. Like if my girl goes out of town or I go out of town, I come back and we have sex. I think about that sometimes. Because sometimes it's not the full load. Sometimes it's 60%. And we know when it's a full load.
We?
Yeah, you've seen it. Anyways. guys, I'd like to say, dude, I keep my girl for the last like 2 weekends have been gone, so I've been, you know, jerkily old dick. And
Oh wow. And so you've been locked up, just
yeah, I've
cocked
been,
up.
Yeah. I've been going to town.
Yeah.
And I'm gonna say here that in the office there's carpet and I have been cleaning it up off the carpet.
You come onto the carpet?
Yeah.
What carpet?
What do you mean? There's carpet. It's my office is carpet.
Oh, I thought you were talking about here.
No, sir.
I was like the beanbags?
You no. Still are finishing on the ground, but onto the carpet.
I'm not gonna change. The only part that I've changed is I've cleaned it up. But
you could check into a psych ward with that.
Yeah, that's
like, you're eligible.
How are you cleaning it up?
I'm trying to tell the story, but you guys
you come into the carpet?
I don't come into it, I come on it. The carpet's my slut.
What do you think of Flex Seal as carpet?
Maybe.
Is it shag?
Nah, it's like regular. But my point is
what the fuck?
Why are you guys acting like this is strange?
It's so
because
much worse.
These two gentlemen have never heard this.
One, you can just scoop right up.
This is so
one,
much strange.
One Lysol wipe away. You're nutting into carpet?
Into
you might
carpet.
As well come into your own hair and leave it.
Maybe.
You come into the carpet.
I come into the carpet.
Why?
Because it's on the ground. And that's where I'm coming.
It's not on the ground. It's on the carpet.
Yeah, but
the ground is underneath
the ground.
The carpet.
I know. I want to get the carpets up, but my landlord won't let me.
So you're going to come in him and tell him. Yeah.
Dude, that deposit.
These are disgusting.
That deposit when you try to move out is going to be hilarious. Your landlord's going to be like, did you park a car here? What are these oil stains? And you go, well, smell it. Pineapple? You guessed it.
Yeah, I've been doing donuts in my office.
So you just fit. How do you clean it up? How long
is
it there
for? That's what I'm getting to. So
no, you're not allowed to. What? You come on the carpet?
On the carpet. Dude, every hotel I've ever stayed at has that carpet, and I come on the carpet
every
time.
Yeah, but their carpet looks like a Mario Kart map for a reason, so it gets lost in the design.
Yeah.
Yours, I've seen it. It's just
cream. It's cream. It's the same color as my cum. Here's the problem, though, is I've been doing it recently, and I have been cleaning it up every single time, but the carpet... It has this effect where it absorbs. So
yeah, we know how carpet works.
There you go. So recently, I went down there to clean it up.
Is that post-nut regret not crazy?
Don't care. Been doing it since I was fucking 11.
When you got to get the ShamWow out?
No, I don't do a ShamWow. I just do a sock or maybe my bath towel if it needs to be
So you just wipe it up. You don't really clean it.
No, I'm not going down there with OxyClean.
But you just wipe it up?
Yeah. But my point is... I guess I've missed a few spots because now there's some hardening going on. Yep.
Yeah, you're just smearing it into more carpet.
Yeah.
Well, and how do you know, do you put your foot in it and it gets crunchy?
That's
it feels like a golf cleat?
That's literally what happened.
That's disgusting.
Yeah.
You're taking Zoom calls in just semen.
Yeah. I mean, I there's no excuses here. I'm fine with it. But yeah, I mean, my feces are touching dried semen consistently.
Has your girl noticed?
No, she doesn't. She doesn't really use the desk or office. She used the office, but not the.
But would she? What do you think her opinion would be about you finishing on a good carpet?
We should ask her. I don't know. I mean, I don't. I don't.
Hopefully,
think...
she's on the same page as us and says that's foul and disgusting.
Yeah, it's not. I don't. I don't know if I'm ever gonna run into anyone who's like, "Hey, man, that's a good
maybe
use
Bundy
of your time.
Or something."
Bundy?
Yeah.
Al?
Yep.
Yep.
So now what? You're just gonna keep shooting off?
No. So what I'm thinking about doing? Not thinking. I've done it once, maybe twice. I don't know.
Tie dye your floors or what?
Dude, honestly, if I kept doing that and just called it Jackson Pollock and then sell little squares online,
there you go,
buddy.
You could sell a couple squares online.
I think I could.
I'd buy it
for like $6.
Yeah.
How much do you think I can get for one square of my own cum on a piece of carpet?
$70.
Me, honestly, yeah. Yeah, slightly under $100.
Yeah, meet and greet. Meet and beat.
Meet and beat, dude. Meet and feet. That's what we call them. Because I like feet.
We've heard this.
So what I've been doing is I've been putting down a bath towel. But I have like a big, you know those like regular
size? Yeah, that's what I've been trying to put you on for years. I literally said.
No, but you put the bath towel on like on the bed.
Yeah.
But that's not, that's more insane than what I do. That's like you're prepping for a murder, what you're doing. What I'm doing is just pure.
How is mine like prepping for a murder?
Human instinct. Dude, putting a towel on the bed and then kneeling and coming on the towel is literally, like, that's crazier than what I do.
No, it's not. You finish on the ground like an unhoused man.
You finish on the bed. Literally, but like
height.
On the
it's
bed.
It's all for the height.
What do you mean?
It's for the height.
But aren't you on your knees?
Not always.
You stand?
I switch it up. Yeah.
But why
Dude,
on the
I
bed?
Jerk off
That's
quick so
sleep.
I can go to bed. I just, here's the thing.
But jerk off on your tits like an American.
I jerk off the same way I floss, like once a week if I want. And it's just in and out.
Dude, I got a water pick. Speaking of flossing, dude, water picks are
don't change
are
the subject on
no,
me. You
we'll
come
get right
on the
back.
Ground.
We'll get right back.
A water floss.
Water pick. I'm telling you, it's
we'll
great.
We'll use that to clean the fucking ground.
I'm going to have to power wash it.
Yeah? Does it work? Isn't it fun? It runs out of water so quick.
Oh, you have one?
Yeah.
Oh, it's so great.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's just, it's a nice little fun little
I don't know if it does anything.
It doesn't, but I feel it feels clean.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, so I come, anyway.
You should use it as a bidet.
Yo. In my pee hole? Oh, yeah, daddy. So I put down the bath towel, but I have like, I'm sure everyone here does, but I used to have like the regular size bath towels. I got like the big bath towels now, the huge ones. I know. But I never used to have one. Yeah. I used to have like just a regular one.
Is it
ones.
A designated cum towel?
Now it should be, because I spray everywhere.
Yeah,
so
I got
the,
one
I need
of those.
The big, yeah, I need, yeah. Oh, you have a big one? Your cum towel's
big?
It's
just a designated nut towel.
Jesus.
You finish in it and then you hide it.
Where do you put it? In a safe?
I'm not revealing. far from sunlight. I feel like there might be like fungus growing on it.
I think you need to put it in sunlight.
Yeah, you gotta.
So it grows.
No, here's the thing. Whenever I do laundry, I throw it in there. And then.
You put it in with your other clothes?
Yes.
So the clothes you have on right now are semen stained.
Yeah, everybody does it. Here's what I do. And this is not great, but whatever. This is. I found my designated beach sheet for that week.
Is it a beach towel?
No, it's just whatever. Sometimes a shirt, sometimes boxes, sometimes
shirt.
It's a towel. Yeah.
All right.
Well, it depends. Like sometimes when I'm on the road, I'm like, oh, this is the shirt that I wore to work out in. You're now my nut towel for the week. You finish pop, pop, pop in there and then you throw it, you wash it all with everything. And then a new shirt or a towel arises for that next
so
wash.
So you use it as a cum rag, a shirt. You wash it once and then you wear it again.
These aren't A-tier shirts. These are like gym tier shirts, you know? They're free. They're comedy club t-shirts.
Yeah, yeah.
Maybe
yeah.
A Dodgers old t-shirt.
Yeah.
You got out of a t-shirt gun.
Yeah.
They're tier C shirts. They're, okay. I wouldn't wear these in public, but it's like, oh, maybe I did the Peloton on this, you know?
I understand. You know? Okay. Have you ever worn one of those shirts again?
Absolutely.
And then as you sweat, you smell the semen?
No, but one time I wore a shirt with semen on stage.
I've done that.
Yep. Phoenix, Arizona.
Yep.
Somebody called me out. It looks like cum on your shirt. And I was like, ah. Oops.
Crazy.
Wait.
Crazy.
And it really was?
Yeah. I remember the shirt. It was a Phoenix Sun shirt. I thought it'd be cool to wear it in Phoenix.
Yeah.
But it's really a tier C shirt.
Yeah.
C-U-M. Cum. Mm. I think what? I finished on, and then like there was a little bit, and then I was on stage. I was like, man, that's crazy. And then in the green room, I was like, yup.
Pineapple.
Who lives in a pineapple under the sea? Man.
My semen.
Yeah.
They say that spray cleaners, Resolve, and Shout are the best to get cum off of carpet. But if you need to get cum off a wall, Mr. Clean Magic Eraser.
Dude, Magic Eraser?
Coming on a wall
is
the
insane.
Funniest thing ever.
I've done it by accident before.
What?
I've done it by accident before.
How? How close were you to the wall?
Actually, what am I talking about? Not by accident. My old apartment, which you've been, or two apartments ago, with that little tiny office, where that's where the first cum story happened,
yeah.
When I was using the butter knife to get it off the ground. it wasn't wide in there, so I would come
shoot
on the
back,
yes,
recoil.
No, so I would come on the wall all the time. I mean, not on purpose. I wasn't like, yeah, take it, wall, but I yeah.
But why not? What's the difference between the wall and the floor?
No, nothing. I'm not justifying
it's so
my experience.
Funny. No, I'm talking about just like a straight up wall. It's just funny to just come onto a wall. You gotta be so close to it.
You know what would honestly be great? Is if you, instead of a glory hole, you put a hole in your wall, instead of fucking it, that's where you came, and you just had like a bucket right there, and you just come in the wall, and then a bucket would just house it, and you wash the bucket.
No.
Really?
No.
Guys!
That's foul. What are you doing with it? You collecting it? You selling it to a local farmer's market?
But it's not, you don't have to, like the cleanup is just so much easier. Maybe you just put saran wrap down there.
Where do they come in jail?
In some of the
Yeah, the second it left my mouth, I go, I know where this is going.
Yeah, the walking flashlights.
Where do you, probably a sock.
No, they probably finish in the toilet.
With the homie in the room?
Dude, you think they killed their entire family with one knife?
It is
crazy.
You
think they care that someone's in there?
I honestly think
they probably come faster.
I think they forget in jail like what horrendous things like their bunkie probably did. They're probably like, oh yeah, that's Todd. Yeah, yeah, man, he was a little hungry and slashed a family, but he's chill now.
Yeah, I don't know if they forget.
With the bad ones, I don't think they do.
No, I heard it's not. What is it? It's not couth, or it's uncouth to ask like what someone did. It'd be a first question I ask.
Is it really uncouth? Well, if it's one of the real bad ones, I think the guards like release them to the prison and be like, this is Derek. Yeah, you know what he did. Jared Fogle. And then went, you know.
Oh, yeah.
Goddamn.
The number one resolution for people last year was to save more money. But nearly half gave up by February. Don't let that be you. Download Rocket Money to reach your financial goals this year. Track your spending, cut waste, and automate savings in one simple app. Rocket Money shows you all your expenses and categorizes them so you know exactly where your money's going and where you're overspending. From there, the app cuts waste by canceling your unused subscriptions and lowering your bills. No customer service needed. With that money freed up, the app will automatically set some cash aside for your goals. Whether it's an emergency fund, paying off debt, or saving for vacation, Rocket Money's got you covered. Users love the app with over 186,000 five-star ratings. And on average, users can save up to $740 a year when using all the app's premium features. Make saving money a priority this year. Go to rocketmoney.com/cancel to get started. That's rocketmoney.com/cancel. rocketmoney.com/cancel.
Goddamn.
A lot of prisons have masturbation bans.
But you can't?
Yeah.
What is it, the Catholic Church? What do you mean you can't come?
It's prison, yeah. They say that the reasons are because they say it reduces STI transmission, helps maintain order, prevents hostile work environments for female prison staff.
Do you know how fucking horny? Like, horniness makes me angry. Like, let me get it out so I don't fight Chip, the guy next to me.
This literally says that that banning masturbation in prison is meant to assist in rehabilitating incarcerated people. There's no way.
That's wrong.
No.
Whoever did the study on that is a Mormon virgin. Because if I'm horny, I'll fight a billy goat.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
I'm piping down that cornbread they give you.
Are you kidding me? Yeah, that one hard-boiled egg on my ass.
I didn't
think
about
that. Do you know how fucking horny I am in regular life? And you put me in a one-by-one black box? You don't think I'm piping down my own arm?
Yeah.
Like this?
You get creative in there.
Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, the hole where they put the food in, you're like, oh, great, glory hole.
100%.
You see it tickle.
Yeah, like, throw in those handcuffs, I'm going to fuck them.
Wow.
Yeah.
Man.
Yeah. You know what's not funny?
Do we got
to? Yeah, we have to.
Is this the time?
We have to address the elephant in the room.
My dick. Guys, it's going to get real sad for a second.
So, news to the entire Stiff Sox family. Gabriel is not going to be part of the show anymore.
Wait, you're firing me?
No, Gabe's leaving. Is a better way to say it.
Fuck, man.
Gabe is leaving the podcast.
Yeah, this
not
is
clickbait.
Not clickbait.
Not an
real
ad.
Not an ad.
This is a sad, SAD, sad moment.
Yeah, this will be my last week producing the Stiff Sox podcast. Starting next week, we'll be handing it over to, drum roll, please. Our favorite Philly boy, Jack.
Jack
is stepping in and going to be the new Gabe.
You know what's crazy is that, you know, I've been working with Jack the last couple weeks on just like showing him some stuff that I do. And he's competent, man. He's good.
Yeah.
He's good at stuff. I just always assumed with like the brain injury, like the traumatic head injury. That
yeah.
But he's fucking,
We never really gave him the chance to show his knowledge because he would say one thing, but shut the fuck up and Google eagle dicks.
Yeah, well, that's what he would always bring to the table. He'd go be like, hey, you know, snakes act three dicks? And they'd be like, cool, man, and we'd move on.
But yeah, he's secretly like an intellectual.
Yeah.
It is, I mean, it's crazy, right? It's been. Since episode one, right?
When was that? Can we find out the exact date of that?
We found, because we're just past the 5-year anniversary. I think we're at like
Holy
5.5
shit.
Years.
Shit. God.
And I mean, it's been some of the best years of my life. It's been very cool. Yeah, so I know that it's probably crazy for people, you know, to hear that, you know, you've heard my voice in the background of this thing for this many years. And it's honestly been it's been so cool to be a part of, you know. And we put up a post on Patreon where I kind of explained some things more and some more thoughts about it. But basically, the main thing that I want to say is just that, like, I worked for years before Stiff Socks on shows with people that really cared about it, but, like, for whatever reason, just, like, never found an audience and couldn't, like, build up the show. And so it has been such a cool experience for me to get to, like, be a part of that side of podcasting and to, like, make something that, like, you know, it's a lot of work to make this podcast. I don't think people understand, like, how busy you guys are and, like, how much work goes into this that, like, that it means something, that it means so much to people. Yeah.
Yeah, and I think there's just been a lot of I think it's just funny just how much you guided us through it, because I think we would have just not done the podcast, meaning as, like, we when we first started, it was in some building, and then that building kicked us out after, like, two episodes, and then you're like, oh, I got a place over here, and then we did it there, and then you've just always been very adapting to where we're going, and never late. I don't think Gibbs have been late.
Bro,
we're,
never.
We're always, when we went from that, like, weird trap house studio to my place to the Studio City spot with the sketchy photographer who leave a bad Yelp review if you want, but to hear and just never been late on an episode out of your control, it's always been, she's just been, it's hard shoes to follow.
Yeah.
And it's been a lot of fun moments.
Yeah. I think, like, the guidance that Gabe has given, like, us individually, like, Gabe's guidance on, like, the show has been, like, I mean, instrumental to the show and the show's growth and him, like, interfacing with the fans. And, dude, there's been so many nights at, like, literally 12:30, 1 in the morning where I'll call Gabe flipping out about something because I have a doomsday brain and Gabe talking me off the ledge. It's his, like, friendship and love and support for the show, for us, like, individually, has been just, you know, to use the word again, just instrumental. So
it's been a team player. We blew up his car.
I mean, we blew up his car.
You got a tattoo for the podcast.
Yeah. I have a Stiff Socks tattoo on me. And you know, it's funny. I in the Patreon post, I wrote about that, right? So that first studio, right? You guys came in, we did maybe three episodes of Stiff Socks. I had been working at that studio for, God, probably like 4 or 5 years.
Oh, yeah. Wow.
And it was a little studio, was always struggling, barely making it by. And we got like three episodes in, and I had like a really good feeling about you guys and the show and your guys' chemistry. And then my boss calls and is like, hey, I'm shutting the place down, basically effective immediately, right?
Yeah.
And so I remember that day so clearly, right? Because I was like, fuck, is this the end of the road? Like, do I got to go, like, find a normal job and blah, blah, blah. And I just, like, but I had that little voice that was like, no, I think that you guys are, like, onto something special here. And so I literally called you guys and was like, hey, let's take it on the road. And luckily the trap house was, like, a block away, and figured it out from there.
Literally a block away, yeah.
I think, like, it's a bummer, and I'm going to miss doing the show, but it's also, like, I think the thing to me is that moment was like a real, just kind of like a leap of faith. I had a feeling about something, and I was like, I'm just going to go for it and see what happens. And I'm just kind of having the same thing now. I want to go.
Yeah, I mean, you've been doing this for, what, how long? 10 years, if you're doing 4 plus 5, about 9, 10 years.
Yeah. So
just feeling like you want to just do some other stuff. And
But
do you have any plans for the foreseeable future? Can people, like, Stiff Socks fans still check in on you?
Yeah, I parked in Instagram. I'm probably not going to use it much right now, but I'll put the handle in the show description if anyone wants to go check it out. I'm making a bunch of music, so I'll probably put out some music in the next year.
Bro, you show me one. It's fucking so good.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, but so I will have an Instagram up, so if anyone wants to see that, I'll be there. And, you know, and I'll still be around, you know?
Yeah, we'd love to have you come back on an episode in a couple months.
Yeah, I'll send you guys my guest rate. And,
yeah.
We'll pay it. We'll pay it. Happily
do
pay.
It, man.
Hard
to put it in just like a end segment of a podcast, because there's 5 years of meeting up every single Tuesday under hilarious circumstances and just so much fun banter and so much Gabe the Babe. And I wish we could put your laugh on, your lowercase chuckle laugh on the soundboard, so to hear it. Nope, that's just me. It's one of those things where it's like, it feels like a breakup right now, because in the beginning of a breakup, both parties are like, oh yeah, maybe it's for the best, and then 3 weeks later, like, I fucking missed the guy. So right now we're kind of like, it's like, I think we're just being like, but yeah, you know, Gabe's gonna enjoy himself, then that's just, and then, you know, I think we'll really feel it in a couple weeks, but it's gonna be weird. And But we're happy for you. We're happy that you are trusting your gut feeling. I've been trying to trust my gut feeling, and it feels good when you trust it. It feels good when you listen to yourself. Because when you don't listen to yourself, that's when you're like, you start beating yourself up or start coming on the ground like a fucking serial killer.
Yeah, I mean, who the fuck would do that?
So,
yeah. But dude, I just like, you know, we all just want to say thank you, man, because you are just such like an amazing person, and this podcast would not be where it is at all without your talent and your hot eyes. So
hot eyes,
dude. I mean, yeah, you're
subtle lowercase bangers.
Yeah.
So I mean, it really is. We don't want this episode to be an hour just where it's kind of like sad, but there's so many memories that I want to like reflect on. So maybe we'll get into that Patreon. We'll start talking about like our favorite kind of gay moments, even group moments. Just really just so many. But yeah, I mean, Jack is a new producer of the show, so you know, kind of fucked on our end. But
Jack, you got to get us out of sad territory right now.
Yeah, Jack. First thing, you're the new producer. Okay, you got a fucking Pornhub ridden computer, probably with LimeWire viruses all over it. First thing? Google anything random right now. You're the producer of the Stiff Socks podcast, effectively as of now.
I have something actually pulled up right now.
Fuck yeah.
I want to talk about. It says I drank my bestie's breast milk because it was on my bucket list. That's what I've been reading.
Yeah. Googled?
Yeah.
Is that a confession or you Googled that?
No, I Googled that. Okay. I was looking for it.
What does breast milk taste like? Sour?
Apparently.
Why do babies love it?
Babies love it. It's the only thing they've ever had. They don't know.
That's true.
If you've only had Celsius your entire life, you'd be like, this is the best thing I've ever had.
Isn't that insane?
Yeah.
The first thing they have is sour milk.
You come out the womb expecting tits. Honestly, why do we ever leave that?
We don't. Some of us don't. Some of us just always crave tits. I mean, sour milk is garbage.
Sometimes it tastes like garlic milk.
But why aren't we still drinking it?
You can. It's got to have a bunch of nutrients in it. Yeah. I'm surprised Erewhon's not doing fucking breast milk smoothies or some
shit. I'm sure they are.
The Hailey Bieber breast milk smoothie, $48. Tits.
Just called tit?
Tit. All right, another thing we've searched? He's gone silent. All right, guys.
Hello Kitty is not a cat.
I saw that.
Yeah,
what do you mean? What do you mean? What do you mean?
She's not a cat.
What is it?
She's a pussy.
The creator said it's not a cat, but it has whiskers and it's called Hello Kitty.
So
this guy's on ketamine. What the hell they're talking about?
So then what is it? What are they saying it is?
She's saying it's a cute little girl.
Well, even worse.
All right.
I don't like Jack saying that.
I didn't like that either. I didn't like saying that.
You're just Googling little girls, Jack?
God. All right. We're looking for a podcast producer. Anyone to fucking write in? It's not a little girl. A little girl with fucking scars on her face? What do you mean? It's a cat.
Unless, is it a little girl wearing like a cat mascot costume?
I don't like the
word
little girl.
Even the head shape is a cat.
Yeah, the whole...
This is like I think they're doing this for sales. This is a rebrand.
What is this? 27 years? Whatever. I can't believe it. First of all, I can't believe that BBC left it called BBC. I mean, no one.
What does it stand for?
What came
no
first?
One said this.
Goddamn. 5 years ago, I was paying $65 a month for my subscriptions. Today, those same subscriptions cost $111, and I don't even use half of them anymore. That's why now I use Rocket Money to manage my subscriptions for me. The app gives you a list of all of your subscriptions and reminds you of upcoming payments, so you're not hit with any surprise charges. On top of that, it also sends you alerts when subscription prices go up, so you always know the price you're paying. If you decide you no longer want a subscription, you can cancel it right from the app. No customer service needed. And the best part is, Rocket Money even reaches out and tries to get you refunded for some of the money you lost. On average, people that cancel their subscriptions with Rocket Money save $378 a year. And overall, Rocket Money has saved its members $880 million in canceled subscriptions. Stop wasting money on things you don't use. Go to rocketmoney.com/cancel to get started. That's rocketmoney.com/cancel. rocketmoney.com/cancel.
Goddamn.
Dude, that's a slow news day when they're riffing about Hello Kitty. I mean, Joe Biden is literally somewhere in an island.
Yeah, Joe Biden is a cat, and no one's going to talk about that. What is Joe Biden doing right now?
Probably getting sucked off.
I mean, I would, dude. Right in the
It's
got
to feel nice to just be like, yeah, I'm done.
Yeah. Yeah.
That's got to
be I would have done that fucking years ago. I'm done. I would have come right on that fucking eagle in the Oval Office and left.
Do you think he can still get it up?
Sir, no. He can't get his neurons up. You think he's getting his fucking cock up?
But maybe that's why he's so, you know, skipping so many words while talking. He's just sitting there. And he's just
rock hard?
Rock hard.
I mean, he's probably taking a bunch of testosterone, so maybe he's just getting rock hard. What's his wife's name? Anne?
Hathaway?
Who's?
What's his wife's name?
Jill.
Yeah.
Jill. Dr. Jill Biden.
She's a doctor of what?
What does she look like back in the day?
Yeah, she looks like a puddle right now, but back in the day, what did she look like?
She's actually kind of pretty now, still.
Hold up. Hey, okay.
Let's see.
Gabe's leaving the podcast. Oh. Fuck. Jill Biden, back then.
Hello, oh, yeah, Kitty.
I've seen this picture before.
Wow. Hello
again. Now she looks distinguished.
Dude, is that Joe young? Hot, is that man. Young Joe Biden?
Yeah.
Hot.
Why are they hugging like they're friends?
Because you they know were. What
I
mean?
I wonder if any first ladies have had some real ass.
What are we talking about? Ms. Dude, Bill Clinton's wife was bad.
Bill Clinton's wife.
Hillary? Come hither, bitch.
Hillary Clinton?
Hillary Clinton.
Back in the day.
Hillary Clinton college
oh,
years?
And also Hillary Duff got a wagon on her. Yeah, the name Hillary must be great.
Click that pick when she's in red. Bad.
Yeah.
Pretty hot.
Yeah. I mean, beautiful. Hot. Absolutely
Has there
beautiful.
Ever been a single president?
I don't think it's illegal. I mean, I think it's legal, but I don't think you'll get a vote.
But like, imagine you get a divorce mid-presidency. New hoes.
Yeah, you can do that.
New hoes.
Bruh.
Imagine that.
Are you kidding
me? Joe Biden
me?
Walks out there with Summer Rae, you know?
The 15th president was a single man.
Who was he?
James Buchanan?
Buchanan.
James, you didn't know how to spell and pronounce Buchanan.
Fuck,
why is there an H and a C?
Oh, we're fucked.
An H?
We're fucked.
Pull up the spelling of James Buchanan.
Yeah. Let me see. Well, now you guys know
what it
says.
No, dude, I'm fucked
no, up. I might have fucked it up.
I've never seen
no
that
way,
before.
There's no way I could have known this.
No, I would have got
no,
that.
No, there's no way.
Buchanan?
Yeah, yes. I mean, yeah.
He was single? He was,
wow.
That guy was single.
He kind of looks like Hugh Laurie, Dr. House.
Holy shit, he does. Wow.
He was single? I'm saying, like, imagine if JFK was single.
He kind of acted like he was. So he cool. piped down Marilyn Monroe when he was doing the inaugural speech.
Was Stormy Daniels hot back in the prime? Can you just hit Stormy Daniels 2006? That was a year, allegedly. I'm just curious what. Oh, all right.
This
yeah,
is
Trump's
like...
definitely a tits man, for sure.
Yeah. He's the most American dude ever.
Yeah, but ass is better.
Then boobs? Both are fine.
What the fuck do you like? Carpet?
Yeah.
This looks like peak 2006 to me. Like her big earrings there and the kind of blonde hair with the whatever they call
wood.
It down at the bottom.
Right.
Definitely would.
And he has two earlobes. Right.
Jack Buchanan. That was crazy.
I mean, Buchanan was insane.
Buchanan.
But what? Buchanan?
Bukkake? You can't even say regular.
Buchanan.
All right, fair.
Fucking Gabe's leaving. I'm going to break all these cameras. No, I'm not. Gabe, I love you.
I love you too. It's time, guys.
What's time?
Gabe, before you leave and before we get into Sock Talk, do you have a favorite moment on the show? Or we can talk about it on Patreon, but if there's one that comes to mind.
What about the time I sucked you off in Amsterdam for a ride home?
Where were you? You mean the plane
back
ticket?
Back to our hotel.
Bought? Yeah. Yeah, top five for sure.
There you go.
Yeah. Trevor Head, top three.
Yo.
But it is time right now to get into some sock talk.
Let's do it.
Sock talk.
Do you love me?
Actually, you know what?
What's up?
Should we test Jack? Should Jack do it?
Yes, you should.
All right, there's a lot of pressure, Jack.
All right, Jack. No pressure. You got it.
He's like, how do you say this word? TLK? How do you say this?
Where do I find them?
No, I'm bombing.
Do I find them on MySpace? I'm bombing too.
All right, this comes in from Philip. It says, almost every day I get high, pop a nicotine pouch, watch gambling on YouTube, then jerk off and go to sleep. I wake up at 4:30 a.m. for work, and I still live at my mama's house.
Yeah, good. That's, you know how there's girl dinner? That's guy dinner right there. That's awesome. That's a great night.
I got no notes, man.
Bro,
no
that's
notes.
A hungry man meal as a person right there.
Yeah. I love it.
Yeah, there's one issue. He said, please keep this anonymous, man.
Sorry, Philip.
Oh,
sorry,
yeah.
Philip.
Who's he going to tell? His mom? Like, his mother lives at home.
It's in Philip. There's a million Philips.
Yeah.
What's wrong with that? Why
that's
is
a great life. So he pops his in, jerks his dick, and then watches gambling online?
That's the part I'm confused by. Is that like World Series of Poker? That, I guess maybe that's
probably
fine.
I guess.
Dude, when I fucking watch poker highlights, that shit is so fun.
Yeah, I guess poker sounds fun. I was thinking like slot machines.
Listen, yeah, that's no.
As long as he sees like a woman like once a year, I think you're good. You go on one date a year, you reset the caliber, and you're good. That's a great.
Yeah.
I think I did the same thing last night, except I didn't watch gambling. I just, you know.
Yeah. I mean, a treat of a night, sure. But if that's like a daily for 6 months straight, you get out of the house, you know?
That's what I'm saying. Once a year, go on a nice date. And then afterwards, be like, yeah, this is cool, but.
Right back to Zins and jerking my dick?
Yeah.
Is it better if he didn't live at his mom's house? I think it's
fitting that he lives at his mom's house.
This feels like an everyday thing for most guys.
I think this happens by the thousands. There's going to be multiple Phillips listening right now and be like, did I get drunk and write that in? This is like, I think most Phillips do this.
I think most dudes do this.
Yeah.
Like when my girl's out of town, I do the same thing, only I don't live with my mom, but I wish I did.
And?
And what?
And?
And it's
come on the carpet.
And I come on the carpet, yeah.
Your girl leaves for one weekend and you start nutting on carpets.
I didn't start when she left. I did it when she was, since I lived there.
Yeah. I'm gonna get you like a bucket. A spittoon bucket. Like when you come, it's going, ba-ding!
I'll fill that bitch up in a month.
Please.
Have you guys jerked off with a Zen in?
No, uh-huh. But that sounds electric.
Oh, we should try that at break.
That sounds awesome.
We should try that at break.
That sounds great. Jerk off at the break?
Yeah.
Dude, do you understand the
we
podcast?
We got stalls?
We have stalls in a public restroom? I will say, sometimes I go in there and I go, yep, this guy's jerking off.
Every time I go in there,
you
someone's jerking off.
Because when people are shitting, their feet are like this. But you walk in the stall and the guy's doing this.
Yeah. Dude, once I walked in, I saw toes curling. I'm like, what are you doing?
Intern going to work.
Dude, if I was an intern, I would jerk off consistently. Bitch, you ain't paying me. Watch this.
Yeah.
I'll pay myself.
Isn't that crazy? They work for you for school credit.
What the fuck hell? Is that? School is dumb.
There we go.
No, the whole thing.
Mm-hmm.
Go to University of YouTube. Oh, yeah. I went to MIT. Cool.
Yeah.
You're going to be on a fucking roof in Pennsylvania in 9 years.
Yeah, are we keeping that one?
Has anyone written that one down?
I don't mind that one.
No, that's what's wrong with that.
Yeah.
He's not.
I mean, he went to school and he's saying, Bachananin.
Did he go to school? He also said he fucking went D1 basketball. This guy fucking sucks.
We still haven't played.
He was a hammer. Where were we? Some fucking island? Bad. Where were we?
Yeah, we were on Ibiza.
Then went Ibiza.
Yeah,
Ibiza.
This motherfucker hammer. If we went to D1 college basketball. No, you didn't. You got the.
I'll still beat you.
You'll beat me?
Yeah.
Dude?
Patreon.
What?
Basketball? Me and you,
one-on-one.
You guys should go one-on-one.
Yeah.
I'm going to fucking.
Loser has to produce a podcast.
You're too slow. Yeah.
Mentally? Too slow.
I'm faster than you.
In what?
In every way.
Oh, we're definitely doing this.
Yeah,
40-yard dash. I'll bet you $1,000.
Okay.
Great.
If you guys want to give me a farewell gift, let's do this. I want to see you guys one on one. Yeah, I'll referee. I want to see who's fastest because that's the most insane thing I've ever heard Jack say is that he thinks he's faster than you.
It's insane.
There's just no way, right?
There's no way. There's no way.
We'll see.
Did you run the 40 in high school?
No, I played real sports. I didn't do track.
A 40, you dumb bitch.
Yeah, that's track.
It's football, you CTE idiot.
It's not football.
They be doing it in football.
40-yard dash?
I didn't do the
football?
NFL combine.
You guys didn't run a 40-yard dash in high school?
No.
Yes, you did.
No, we didn't.
You guys wouldn't test agility and speed?
No, I swear to God, we didn't.
You just walk out there and start hitting each other?
I never played
Philly football.
Football
practice I've ever heard in my life.
I never played football.
What?
Oh, okay. Well, that makes sense.
No.
I thought you played football.
No. Zach did, but not me.
Oh, all right.
What did you play? Just basketball?
Yeah, basketball.
That makes my bad. I'll take everything back. I thought you played football. That's why I thought you didn't run I thought you ran the 40-yard dash. I got really angry there for no reason. Sorry, guys. I'm feeling sad for Gabe, and so I'm yelling at Jack for no reason.
Good. Talk.
Take it out. All
right, should we do some little sock talk?
Yeah, you're going to get a lot of heat in the first couple episodes, but we'll level out because eventually there will probably be a new position that you're in. You're producing, then someone's going to pop in your seat.
Yeah,
Jack.
We definitely need another Googler for dicks. All right, secret sock. My favorite porn star is Angela White.
Good.
Her accent is so sexy. The problem is I can't help but get a little chubbed up watching Bluey because I think of her accent. I'm down bad.
No, you're not.
Do you guys know what Bluey is?
I'm sure it's a cartoon.
Yeah. Wait, what is it?
Yeah, I'm sure it's a kid cartoon. Yeah.
What is Bluey? Oh, this is illegal.
Bluey? I thought it was Bluey.
Like, no, I thought it was like about that. Like whales or something, or like sharks. Oh, no. Well, why are they watching this in the first place is the biggest question.
Yeah. I mean, he probably has kids in his balls.
Oh, can we hear 4 seconds of Bluey?
I said I was sorry, kid.
It's my fault. I thought
that
does sound like Angela.
That is literally Angela.
That does sound like Angela. I mean, I'm comparing the two, but I'm not getting bricked up over here.
I am.
Wow.
Yeah. Who's the who voices
8.7
the mom?
7 mil.
Oh, dude, this show does numbers. Who
what
does?
What the hell?
Yeah, dude, Bluey and that
Why
other.
Why do you know about it?
Because I have nieces and nephews.
Oh, she's actually pretty attractive. She looks like Angela White.
Pull her up.
Right now.
Who plays Bluey?
Bluey.
Melanie.
How do they pitch
Zanetti.
A show? Dogs, but Australian.
Melanie.
Literally, Zanetti. That's it.
Let's see how he spells Zanetti.
Oh.
I got it. Damn.
Hold up.
Who the hell?
Nice fucking lady.
Talk yes. about doggy style.
Oh, Lord.
All right.
Do you guys remember finding out when you were a kid that like 3 voice actors voiced like all the cartoon characters that you like?
Yeah.
Yeah. Crazy.
Yeah.
All and like Tommy Pickles.
Yeah.
Chick.
Yeah.
They're, girls voice a lot of men.
Yeah, bro. When I found out Bart Simpson was from a lady's voice, I was like, what is even happening?
Did you feel a little like
violated? Yes.
Yeah.
Yeah.
A little bit.
No. Yeah. I didn't like it.
I mean, I don't care now, but like as a kid, I was like, what?
No, it's my hero.
I also didn't have that Santa reckoning where you found out he was fake. Shout out my Jewish parents, but I did never had that moment where like I was deceived and finding out Bart was like a chick. I was, oh,
yeah.
What?
I literally didn't feel good for.
Did any
weeks.
Guys voice over girls?
Probably.
I think. What about Seth MacFarlane? He does Lois Griffin's voice too, right?
Does he?
No.
All right, cool. Are we done?
That's a podcast.
Oh, I was joking. That's
the
it?
Last time Gabe's gonna say that's a podcast. It's kind
of
sad.
No, say it again, Gabe.
Guys, I think that's a podcast.
I'm so sick of this. This is the dumbest
thing ever.
Can I
put some sad music under it?
That's disgusting. Yeah. I did not like that.
I did.
That was like, wasn't there a Dodger guy who was like his last time signing off? Vin Scully?
Yeah.
Like the last time signing off. Or the girl at Walmart, Gail Lewis.
Yeah.
What
you don't know about this?
No.
You know Gail
yeah.
Lewis? Okay,
yeah,
cool.
Yeah, yeah.
All right, producer.
Who the
hell's
Gail
Lewis? You didn't see Gail Lewis signing off at Walmart? You guys
I don't
know
even know who Gail Lewis is.
Dude, this is...
Good? Attention Walmart. This is Gail Lewis, 10-year associate, Morris, Illinois, 844. Signing out. Good night. Good?
And that did that numbers. Did, yeah. She did numbers. She like literally is like an influencer now because these did so well. She was in like other YouTubers' videos. Like
why
she like framed
guys?
Her jersey.
Good?
Jersey or vest. So what? This this episode is your what?
Why did that do numbers?
I mean,
it's just so funny.
Everything about that is like that's like a viral video just like waiting. To it's just like it's one of it's a random scroll, you know?
Yeah.
You know how people say like wild
Lewis,
pick or like wild pull on like when they're scrolling reels.
Yeah.
It's just a great video. That's just like it's a video that's not meant to be viral, but for whatever reason, people are just like, yo, this is amazing and wholesome.
I love it. There's also a Christmas tree in the back. That's very wholesome.
Yeah, she like got a bunch of followers from this shit. Gail Lewis, the lore.
Gail Lewis.
Shout out the goat.
She's back at Walmart.
No.
Listen,
yeah.
For the bag, you would do it too. And you would do it too, bitch.
Dude, she's back
she's probably
in Walmart?
A celebrity at like, she's probably doing cameos and shit at Walmart. Net worth. Well, Gabe, this happened like 4 weeks ago.
Her vest went on eBay for $400,000.
Dude, I'm saying. Like,
are you kidding me?
It got really big.
I'm
it
about
got
to
massive.
Sell a Gail Lewis vest, too.
It, dude,
how the
she,
hell did they know it was hers? Dude, $400,000 for an effing vest. Good job, Gail.
I don't know if anybody bought it, but there's a whole lore of it. Holy
wow.
shit.
Gail,
it's
just say hop to it and let's get to it.
Good for Gail.
Yeah, for real, good for Gail.
Gail.
If you had
right.
dinner with one person, would it be Hawktua or Gail Lewis?
Well,
where am I at in my relationships?
I would do a dinner with Hawk too, but if we can move it to, what would you say, lunch or dinner?
Well, either one.
Okay, we'll go dinner with Hawk Tua.
Lunch with Gil, dinner with Hawk Tua.
Can I say this? Can I say this? I don't want to go to dinner or lunch with anybody I don't know.
What about Jay-Z?
No.
What?
Like, literally, if you called me right now, I was like, hey, do you, no. What are we going to sit down? What the fuck are we going to talk about?
So you'll go to lunch with some random friend of your girlfriend, but you won't go with Jay-Z?
No, but...
Oh, Michael, I do. Who gives a
that's
shit?
That's exactly what I would do with Jay-Z. Oh, hi, your wife's hot. What are we going to talk about?
It's stories.
From what?
Dude, you don't even have to say anything. Be like, literally, tell me everything. Tell me about being the biggest rapper.
And he's gonna be like, it was really cool, man. I'm very good at rhyming stuff.
Yeah, great. And then cool. Would you just be a hot chick, and then you order really nice food, and then when the bill comes, you're like, ha. And then he pays for it.
I would just feel, I don't know, man. Maybe I'm just a fearful person, but that would like literally scare me. To go to dinner with, no. Jay-Z don't give a fuck about me.
Maybe he does.
Sure? No, he doesn't. He's worth $90 quadrillion.
Fun.
It is fun.
Yeah.
But you know what I mean? Does anyone understand how like, potentially awkward that would be?
Potentially, but you could also find a really good friend. You know, a
scared money don't make no money. He might be like, I love you, let me fund your next special.
Maybe. Or maybe we would just fumble for 17 minutes.
Sure. You get the selfie, you post, you put tour dates at the end.
Now we're talking.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Everything is marketable.
Everything. Monetization.
This podcast. Monetization.
Monetization.
We only hang out because monetization.
That's not true.
Technically, you guys also got demonetized at like 6 minutes today. So
what?
Why?
Shit.
Are you talking about your dicks?
All right,
Gabe.
Well, what a wild ride.
Gabe
we
Lewis.
Had with
Gail Lewis.
Wow,
Gabe Lewis.
Gabe Lewis.
Oh, okay. Here, let me. Wait.
Yeah.
Quote?
Do it.
Okay.
Do it. This is the last moment.
Stiff Socks. This is a 10-year, 5-year associate. Gabe, the Babe, 844. Signing out. Good night.
I just shot myself. Moment. All right. Well, I don't have a big ass dick. I'm sick of it.